You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good Thursday to you, Brevard County. Thanks for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and we want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio program today. Thank you for joining us. This is a ministry of Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we'd like to invite you out to our services. If you are new to the area, there are lots of new people in the area. Maybe you haven't been to church in a while. We'd like to invite you out to be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. We're a church that's blessed to be a blessing. Several years ago, I had a conversation with a person, and they asked, you know, how many people come to your church? And I was like, told them a number. That number goes up and down. And they said, "Okay, your budget is probably this amount." It's like, no, it's a little more. it's not because we have rich people that come to church. It's because we want to make sure that we participate in taking the gospel to the ends of the earth. Someone told me one time that the gospel is the only investment that you can make that is 100% guaranteed of a return on investment, because the Bible says God sends forth his word and it does not return to him without hitting its mark. And so we just want to be a part of the redemption business, because that's the business that God is in. And so if you'd like to be a part of a very missions-minded church that wants to be a blessing to God, be a blessing to the church, be a blessing to our families, and be a blessing to the community, we'd like to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. Let me tell you today about the folks of Weirich Air. You might not be familiar with how to spell that. It's W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. They provide sales, services, and repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields. They've been doing that for five decades. They work in residential and light commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They always strive to provide you with the best service possible and at an affordable price. What I did recently was I had them come out to my house and ask them to give my air conditioner an inspection, make sure that it was all cleaned and everything. It made a sound that I didn't care for. Before that had it come out, they said it's all good. And the reason that I did that is I don't like, especially if we're going to have a family event or something like that, I don't like for the air conditioner to go out or the heater to go out, whatever we might need. I want it to be functioning to the best of its ability when I need it to function at the best of its ability. And Weirich Air does a great job, not just of installing, but servicing and maintaining. Maybe you're looking for a new HVAC provider. And if so, Weirich Air in Rockledge, Florida may be a great resource for you. They're based in Rockledge, but they go all throughout Brevard County, all the way from Barefoot Bay, all the way up to Scottsmore, Their license number is CAC 182-1309, and their phone number again is 321-632-9538. Dennis pastors a church here in Central Florida in the Geneva area, and they are a blessing to the body of Christ. They're a blessing to me, to Merit Assembly of God, and to the Refresh Radio program. So we thank them for all that they do. So today we're going to return back to Psalm 139. And we didn't get very far yesterday. We only discussed one verse. So let me read Psalm 139. It's a Psalm of David. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I cannot attain it. Up until this point in time, David has been talking about this tremendous involvement in his life that God has lavished upon the youngest son of Jesse. He searched me, known me, know when I sit down, know when I rise up. You pay attention to what I'm thinking. You are in control of my path. You are actively aware of when I'm resting. You're acquainted with everything about me. I can't speak a word or think a thought without you knowing. God, you know it completely and thoroughly. You protect me, and you have laid your hand upon me and ordained me for such a time as this. That brings us to verse number 6, and David says, when I think about those things, that knowledge is too wonderful for me. That not only means knowledge, but it talks about discernment or the ability or the understanding. It's knowledge with a moral quality. Let me remove the negative connotation, because we live in a society now where there are people who do all sorts of things to make themselves aware of things that are going on in other people's lives. So in your computer system, there are algorithms and programs, code written, that relays to vendors and things like that the things that may be important in your life. And you think, oh, wow, look at this. It just popped up. I said that I had this need and, you know, needed to research it, and bam, all of a sudden there's 57 different ads that just showed up. That's stalking. it's taking advantage of information that you have put out there. God's not doing that. God's involvement in David's life that touched all of these different areas and caused him to be intimately familiar with all that was going on with David, all of it was birthed from this mindset. David had a heart after God. And God had a heart for David, and God's got a heart for you, and he's got a heart for me. It's not creepy. It's glorious. In the New Testament, Jesus said, the Father knows what we have need of before we even ask. It is knowledge with a moral quality. the thing that is going on there is that God is communicating through his actions how valuable David is to him, how treasured David is. And I want you to know that as we're approaching Thanksgiving, that you are just as valuable to God as David was. How are we going to respond to God's involvement in our life? Hopefully we will respond the same way that David did. And so he says, when I think about the moral quality of your knowledge and your actions on my part, the ability that you have, that it goes far beyond any technological capabilities in the past, present, or future. God's ability to know not just what's going on in my life, but what's going on in your life is beyond comprehension. You think about it, this passage that we're reading here is operating on behalf of approximately 8 billion people on planet Earth right now. And God's not, the system's not taxed. I keep hearing, with artificial intelligence, the energy drain is going to be more than what the system can handle at this point in time. I want you to know God's not sweating. He pays attention to the lives of everybody. He's moving people's lives in such a way to bring them into a glorious awareness of who Jesus Christ is. As long as we will cooperate with him, it's going to go well with us. He operates and orchestrates the events of our life so that we will be set up to succeed in knowing God and in serving him to fulfill the purpose for which we were created. David said, that type of knowledge is too wonderful for me. It literally means it is incomprehensible. He said, it is high, I cannot attain it. And it's exalted to a point that David had no way of reaching that. You couldn't build a ladder tall enough. There's not a piece of heavy equipment that could get you there. There is not a rocket ship that can get you there. I want you to understand today that when the Bible describes people as the apple of God's eye, we were created for his pleasure. We were created for his presence. He loves you. He loves me. He is actively involved in trying to deliver us from our pit so that he can set us on the path of righteousness for his name's sake. So that is fascinating. If you are battling discouragement, if you are battling self-worth issues, maybe you have been rejected, maybe you have been told that you're worthless, that you would never amount to anything, and I'm not a destructive criticism guy. I believe that God has the ability to take anyone from anywhere and do glorious things in them and through them and for them. So as you are preparing for Thanksgiving, here's a great verse for you to remember. You have hedged me behind and before laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. All I can do is praise the Lord for it. Praise God. Then he makes several declarations here. In verse number 7, it says, I'll just read a few passages. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, and even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. In these passages, David, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says this: there's not anything that is going to happen to me in my life that your presence and your impact is not going to make a difference there. Where can I go from your spirit? His spirit was hovering over the chaos of the darkness and the chaos that was that pre-existed creation. And the spirit started hovering, and God said, I'm getting ready to do something amazing here. And he did. You and I are different from the animal kingdom in that we were not just created to thrive physically in a particular environment. And man has been trying to push that envelope and create ways of acclimating. And as a result, we've seen some marvelous things. Did you know that when they go down and do deep sea excavations, that they thought that they would reach a place where it is so far deep that the light can't get down there? They thought that they would find dead zones. They thought that they would find a place, a depth of water that they would not find any living organisms. And when they get to those places, they find that there are things living even in the pitch black, that they find life where they didn't expect to find any. God created the various creatures on planet Earth either to thrive in water, to thrive near the surface, or to thrive in the depths, thrive in places that other creatures could not survive in, thrive in desert conditions, thrive on mountain conditions. One of the things that I really find fascinating is creatures that can pretty much climb a very steep cliff, and they do it graciously or gracefully, and their safe place is a place that their enemies can't get to. I find God's handiwork in creation very, very amazing. I'm not a person that believes that life came about by accident. I find that the presence of God is all over this planet. Where can I go? Where can I flee from your presence? When I read that verse, I realize that there may be some people who are running from God. My son-in-law was talking about the prophet Jonah, and they've got some young kids, and they've watched some Veggie Tales about Jonah, and he said, whenever I read the book of Jonah, I just automatically, my mind goes back to the Veggie Tales episodes about Jonah, and I just relive it. Well, Jonah was commissioned by God to take the gospel or the message of repentance to Nineveh. And he made a decision. He said, I'm going to run the opposite direction. And so he did. He said, I'm not going to go towards Nineveh. I'm going to take a ship, and I'm going to get as far away from here as I possibly can. And later on, he said, God prepared a place where he could capture me from my running and bring me to that place of repentance so that I would call upon him, so that I would take the assignment he had for me and I would take the message. But even then, when he took the message, he didn't take it with the spirit that God wanted him to take it with. And when the people responded and repented anyway, then Nineveh was frustrated, or Jonah was frustrated, aggravated, and annoyed. Said, this is exactly why I didn't want to bring this message of repentance here. I don't like these people. He didn't like them because the Assyrians had done horrible things to the nation of Israel. And Jonah was holding a grudge, nursing a grudge. A lot of people keep their grudges in intensive care. They make sure that they're fed. They make sure that those grudges stay close to the surface, that they're cared for, that they have round-the-clock attention, because they're not going to let it go. But God not only had a message of repentance for Nineveh, he also had a message of correction for Jonah. And he said, should I not be concerned about the 120,000 people? Did you know that they even put sackcloth on the livestock? And so when God sees that, he said, and they have many cattle here as well. Repentance gets God's attention. God knew the wickedness that was going on there. Eventually that judgment for Nineveh did come. But up until that time, the Spirit of God was there. And he said, I need to send a messenger. And I can tell you, you can try and run from the presence of God, but you're going to run right into him, because he's everywhere. He's everywhere. If you find yourself having a moment where you're experiencing just a touch of the glory of heaven, and I will say this, heaven as a destination is only desirable because God sits on the throne there. Jesus is there, and it's his presence that creates the beauty. It's his presence that creates the holy atmosphere. It's his presence that drives out wickedness and creates an environment for us to thrive free from the challenges of this life. He's, man, when I come into your presence, if I experience a moment of heaven, you're right there. It says, but if I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. You may be going through some very challenging moments. Been there, done that, where the events that you are experiencing seem like God is so far away. But don't let the circumstances be the foundation of your awareness of God's presence. Let God's word, and say, you know what? If I am here, God is getting ready to do something glorious. You know what this world celebrates to a large degree? We celebrate the person who has been in some of the most horrible circumstances, and God in his grace gives them the ability to rise up from that miserable pit and experience a victory that many people will never experience. If you're going through challenging times, those challenging times are not meant to take you out. They are meant to cause you to draw near to God, him draw near to you, and watch him change that horrible, horrible situation that you're going through. He says, in the morning, you're there. If I take to the sea, you're there. It doesn't matter where I go, where I run, no matter where I'm at, your hand leads me. Your hand leads me, and your hand holds me. And it doesn't matter if it's daylight or dark. It doesn't matter about the natural environment at all. Every situation that we find ourselves is just another situation that we can see that God is God and that he sits upon the throne. Young or old, doesn't matter. You can find God right where you're at. A couple of years ago, it might have just been 1 year ago. I just take a time frame and multiply it times two and figure that that's probably closer to the actual timeline. My wife and I, we were watching a documentary on Russ Taff. Russ Taff is one of the most talented singers that I had ever been privileged to experience in concert. And he came out of a very difficult home. And many of the challenges that made his home difficult became part of his life. And it was heartbreaking to see that. But at the very end of that, it still loved Jesus, still had problems. And someone said, "Hey, my dad's in the hospital. He's a pastor, and you're his favorite singer. Would you mind coming and visiting him in the hospital?" And Russ said, "Okay." And so he grabbed his guitar, and they went to the hospital, and there was this man, and he made this statement. He said, "All my life I have spent my time teaching my kids how to live for the Lord. And unless the Lord intervenes, I'm getting ready to teach them how to die for the Lord." What happened at that moment where this guy is at the point of death, and he did die a few months later, was Russ Taff said, "Would you mind praying for me? I sang for you." And when that man laid his hands on Russ Taff in a hospital room, the power of sin was broken in his life, and he had a glorious encounter with the Lord. In a place where he thought he was ministering to someone else, that person ended up ministering to him. You may be listening in a nursing home. You may be listening in a hospital room. You may be listening all by yourself. I want you to know, wherever you are at, God is there. That moment wasn't special because of that pastor. That moment was special because of the presence of God. Today, God is not far away. He's right there. He loves you just like he loves David, just like he loves everybody else. Reach out today and you will find he is there. We'll see you tomorrow here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."